El Chapo's mother asks Trump for Christian and humanitarian act towards her son. By BenQ on July 16, 2019. The mother of notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman pleaded with President Donald Trump for a Christian and humanitarian act ahead of his sentencing on Wednesday. In a handwritten letter sent to the White House, 91-year-old Consuelo Loera argued her son's human rights have been violated in the extradition process to the United States. My son, Mr. Joaquin Archibaldo Guzman Loera, is arraigned before a federal judge in Brooklyn, in New York City, she wrote. In his extradition from Mexico to the United States, authorities violated various human rights laws established in both the U.S. and Mexican constitution and laws. In her letter, Loera also requested a humanitarian U.S. visa to visit her son in prison, contradicting reports last month that such a visa had already been granted. In expectation of a humanitarian and Christian act of justice, I say goodbye by sending you abundant blessings and wishing that our God enlighten you in all your actions that you perform for the benefit of the American people, she concluded. Guzman's attorney, José Luis Rodríguez Mesa, said in a radio interview over the weekend that they had not yet received a response despite confirmation from DHL that the letter had arrived at the White House. We haven't gotten any information from the embassy but, well, we're confident that Trump will give her the visa. At least, because it would be a humanitarian act, he said. In May, Guzman's lawyers wrote a similar letter to U.S. District Court Judge Brian Kogan, alleging that holding him in solitary confinement at a high-security facility in Lower Manhattan violated the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. Guzman is confined to a small, windowless cell of approximately 10 by 8 feet, reads the letter. He is permitted a single hour of solitary exercise from Monday through Friday in another indoor cell that contains one stationary bicycle. On the weekends, he is not permitted any exercise. He has been over 2 years now without any access to fresh air or natural sunlight. Furthermore, the light in his cell is always on, leading to serious issues of sleep deprivation, it continues. His detention is far more onerous than that of detainees being punished for acts of violence within the prison. These conditions are excessively punitive. Guzman will be sentenced on Wednesday, with prosecutors demanding a life sentence plus 30 years. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.